plate a potential nugget.
When you describe psychological safety, the other piece I found interesting was you say that it's correlated with learn how behavior in a team as compared to learn what behavior.
Well,
and it was super nuanced. So I'd love for you to clarify this.
You're referring to a study that I did with the amazing Anita Tucker, who's a professor at Boston University, and Ingrid Nemhard, who's a professor at Wharton, when they were both PhD students. And we studied intensive care units in the US and Canada, and all of them were actively engaged in quality improvement projects, right? So we were studying people who already were dedicating themselves to trying to make the care delivery better. And we measured two kinds of learning behavior in these in these improvement projects. The learning activities that they did, the improvement activities that they did, fell roughly into two kinds of categories. And the learn what category was the category of reading the literature. You know, you could think of this as Google it, right? To sort of find out, what do people know? What's best practice? What's the recipe, you know, for the best way to do something? And also maybe participating in literature reviews and various other things. I won't say that yet. The other category was learn how, where you had to do things. You know, you had to try something. You had to ask for help. You had to be vulnerable in some way with other people, whether they were in your own workplace or in another workplace where you were trying to get information from them about how they did it. And this was an amazing result, really, from a research perspective, because both of those activities, as you can well imagine, are effortful. Where people have to sort of say, okay, I'm gonna work hard today and I'm gonna read the literature I'm going to try something with people, or I'm going to ask for help. All of that takes effort. But learn what, let's just say simply reading the literature, has no interpersonal risk associated with it whatsoever. Hmm. If you wanted to Google a definition of a word you don't know, you wouldn't be embarrassed to do it because nobody knows you just did it. Whereas if you were asking a friend, hey, I don't know this word, what does it mean? You might be embarrassed. And so the beauty of this result in this research was that learn how behavior, that interpersonally sensitive behavior, was absolutely related to psychological safety. If psychological safety was high, people, in this case, nurses, felt able to do it. When it was low, they didn't feel able to do it. Whereas the learn what behavior, psychological safety had no impact because there's no charge to it. There's no interpersonal risk.
I was reflecting on this piece of insight from Amy, and it reminded me of something that we would experience my previous stint as a search consultant at Egon Zehnder. If I reflect on how searches would get solved, we would informally use the term Google approach and Facebook approach to talk about the two different styles. The Google approach would be doing things like searching LinkedIn, looking at the internal candidate database, and so on. And the Facebook approach would be to ask a colleague who has expertise in that sector or in that area or in a related market. And very often we would find that the Facebook approach often beats the Google approach, as the colleague would understand the nuanced context both on the search side and the candidate side while suggesting a solution. And sometimes that would make all the difference. And I would put that in the category of learn how versus learn what, where if you have the relationships within the organization, you're willing to take that interpersonal risk and make that call and find the right answer with more of a Facebook approach than a Google approach. Thank you for listening.